This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, Christmas 2016 has come and gone. And now we are accelerating at blast speed. In fact, we ought to go out with talking about all the old folks you knew, all the friends, life, all the years that have come and gone, because we're full steam ahead into 2017, and they're always ramming through all sorts of legislation and pardons and, you know, late night executive orders in and around Christmas and the New Year. So InfoWars.com is covering all of that in live time as we speak. I am taping this well ahead of this Monday retransmission. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow on Tuesday live for the full 4 hours, I think I'm doing, on Monday. Well, this is quite a retransmission. We had Max Kaiser, despite the fact he had a lot going on in his life and family-wise, the day he was here. I was surprised he even stayed in town, was on the show. He was obviously going through a lot. He's a great guy. Max Kaiser was in studio with us in the first hour. Then he stayed another day and brought Adam Curry, who's actually a big anti-New World Order guy, not just the most famous MTV host when it was first founded. So I had Max Kaiser and Adam Curry in studio. Then Anthony Cumia and Gavin McGinnis did a great job. Cumia hosts an hour. Gavin McGinnis was a guest on the show, but they were both on, so I always enjoy hearing from them. So they were on the retransmission. I mean, they were obviously on. McGinnis was on December 5th. Cumia on December 8th, Adam Curry December 9th, Max Kaiser December 8th. So that is all coming up here in just a few minutes. I can't even see that clock. Okay, it's counting down. Good, we're doing good. I'm just looking at the atomic clock, not the counter up there on that clock. But look, I've got a lot to be thankful for. How much of the world has taken back its destiny from the globalists? I mean, it's exciting what America's doing, what the UK is doing, what Spain's doing, Italy's doing, Brazil's trying to do. It's always a battle between good and evil, but the fact that we do have so many good things in this world is why I passionately expose the bad things. It's not because I'm obsessed with those bad things. It's because I'm obsessed with the good things and desperately want to protect myself, my family, and that means the culture in general. I have a lot of empathy for the average person because I understand how other people get treated. It's how I get treated. And I look at Islam, which is the Orthodox Islam, running around killing people and running folks over and the rest of it and having their own little kids go suicide bomb. And there's a footage we covered last week of the little kids with little girls, their mother getting them ready to go blow themselves up and how sad they are. I didn't want these wars on the Muslims. I knew it was meant to stir them up and then bring them into Europe and cause a clash of civilizations so that the globalists can play both sides against each other and consolidate power. But Islam is bullied by the most radical factions of it. And the left won't even decry it because they see it as a natural ally against the West. And so I've got to expose the student with the clock that looks like a briefcase bomb and won't say why it's counting down in a publicity stunt. You know, I've got to oppose the Muslim guy that, you know, gets the tens of millions of views on YouTube going on airplanes and counting down in Arabic and, you know, scaring the hell out of everybody and doing it on purpose. But I blame more than him and his stunts and his fear-mongering on MSM that runs stories every time saying this poor innocent Muslim got kicked off a plane. When you can see the videos, black people, white people, Hispanics, you name it, freaking out when a guy's like, people know they get ready and, you know, when they're about to do their deal, and that's what happens. Allah Akbar. Whether it's trucks running down the road, people getting shot. I'm not saying this guy's going to do something like that, but it's all a big joke to him, monetizing YouTube and gaming everyone, like the kid with the briefcase that you open up. It's got wires and clocks, and it's counting down. And what is that? The teacher says, I will not tell you. Cops come in, what is that, son? I will not tell you. Well, we're arresting you then. Get the bomb squad. Oh, my God, the evil people don't like the Muslims. The Muslims don't let you come to their countries and exercise your religion or freedom. Then they come here. That's why all these Muslim countries are 99% Muslim or more. Saudi Arabia, you name it, because they're not being compatible with us, and the globalists are bringing them in to bring down our free civilization. I want to reform the Muslims. I don't want to kill them. They're people, too. I don't want to watch those little girls with their mommy making them go blow themselves up and their daddy. I want to save those little girls. Just think about it. If they see Christmas trees and little kids out, want to run them over, and the left's like, well, they deserve to be run over, and, you know, the Russian ambassador deserved to be killed because, you know, he's being mean to the jihadis. That's our sick left. They're the real filth. We'll be back. Stay with us. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We have brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
from the front lines of the information war. This is the Info War, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. And a guy I've been interviewing for, I don't know, like 13, 14 years, Max Kaiser is our guest. He's been on BBC, he's been on RT, Al Jazeera, U.S. television, a famous, successful stockbroker in his own right in New York. This guy's on, you know, back on CBS TV back in the 80s with all of his shenanigans. Not aging very much, though. The Portrait of Dorian Gray there, or whatever his name is. But seriously, you're here, I guess, to interview me for your RT.
Yeah, you're a tough man to get a hold of, Alex Jones. You know, I mean, here you are, redefining media in America. You've redefined alt media in America. You've brought over the message of the masses to the population, altered the course of the recent election, Alex Jones. So we're here to interview Alex Jones, of course. Nobody else can get an interview with you. All the mainstream media, you're snubbing them, rightfully so, because they're all troglodytes. They're out of touch. They don't know what they're doing. So only my show, Kaiser Report on RT, was able to get an interview with Alex Jones.
Well, I wasn't going to brag about that, but, I mean, why? They don't do real interviews. They talk to you for 3 hours, edit it to act like they're journalists, and twist it. What's the point?
Well, the whole, we're seeing the death of mainstream media, which is fantastic, because all these corporations all turned into this oligopoly where they just, 5 or 6 corporations own all the media output in America.
And it's in the WikiLeaks, like you always said, though. It's a talking point. It comes out from the corporation to the White House or whatever, and then it just gets repeated by everybody.
Well, yeah, that's why the so-called fake news, because there's no competition. There's not enough diversity in media. So you end up with 5 or 6 media outlets rushing to be the first to report on a story.
Look, the new and alternative media isn't perfect because it's so huge and so diverse. But to have the big 6 conglomerates, now it's 5, pointing at everything but them and saying it's all fake when they're so discredited, this is desperate.
Well, look at Brian Williams. I mean, he was caught floating fake news, and he's a fake newscaster, and they booted him from his primetime NBC.
Can I say I was an astronaut, maybe the first man on the moon?
Of course. Well, it's your show, Alex. I would not want to interfere with anything you have to say.
That's the equivalent of that. He was shot down by an RPG in Iraq. Not true.
Right. So they manufacture news. You know, Noam Chomsky wrote a famous book, Manufacturing Consent, how the mainstream media is co-opted for the corporate agenda. And that is that is a textbook on how to create fake news. Now, the alt media space and what InfoWars has done has been to bring a news source to America, but also introduce what I would call the acid meme. To shoot down the fake news of the mainstream media. So when they jump on some of these stories that are, let's say, Pepe the Frog, for example, which turned into a Hillary Clinton bashing, killing meme, that generated from 4chan, it generated from the internet, it was picked up by...
It caused a Streisand effect.
Right, it caused a Streisand effect. She buys into it, and she looks stupid. But because she's not really in touch with how the media works in America anymore, she sets herself up to look stupid. People who are actually involved in media every single day, who quote multiple media sources, go to international media sources, they saw the gestation of that fake meme.
Exactly. It's not that any of us are perfect, but we just go to the wide spectrum different views. We're not in the regurgitation echo chamber they're in. They're claiming we're in an echo chamber. We're in a total free-for-all.
Well, I've been on RT. I've done 1,000 shows for RT. Russia Today comes out of Moscow. They claim that Russia's behind all of these interruptions.
Have you ever gotten a talking point?
I've never been asked to talk to any of these sources. New York Times has never asked me to talk to them or any mainstream media outlet. You would think that they would want to talk to me.
But you've told me that.
I've got the number one.
You've told me
on
the Russians never give you any talking points.
No.
It's like unheard of. Everybody I know that's been on RT says, I've probably been on there 200 times. They've never told me, don't cover this or do that. You try to go on CNN, it's like 3-hour interrogation.
Look, BBC is the worst. The BBC,
oh, yeah,
they put you through 3 or 4 interrogations before you go on. And a lot of times they just steal your stuff and give it to some other producer, and they don't even...
That's what they do. They get you there, and they'll have 3 guests, only planning one, and then interrogate you, find out what you're going to say. And I learned... You've got to actually lie to them. I never lie, but you know, this is a military operation against them. I would lie just to get on. I started saying, I'm not going to lie to get on. I had to lie to them about what I was going to do to Piers Morgan.
Well, it's amazing how, remember, you were on...
to get on live, Andrew, the big secret live. The big
Andrew Neil show on BBC, where you got, he made a gesture, you know, like you were a crazy person. But now who's looking crazy? I mean... The BBC has been aghast at the Brexit vote, the rise of Nigel Farage. And they were
the Italians just voted to start getting out of the EU.
Right, they're totally caught flat-footed because they're not in touch with actually what's happening in the media space, what's happening in the news, and they totally misunderstood what you're all about and what you're doing. And so now we have the Trump effect, and the Trump effect is a remarkable phenomenon in American history. This is basically, and we're going to see now the Constitution in action because I think Trump is going to approach this presidency in a way that we haven't seen maybe ever. He's going to just take, he's not beholden to anyone. He's going to take a look at every single deal, every single relationship, and it's up for review.
You know, that's like he said, everything should be a deal by deal basis, not some secret multinational agreement we then don't get to even look at and then we follow. And by the way, I tend to exaggerate when I'm putting myself down. I wouldn't even call it lying. It's like you try to call into talk radio. If you don't say what they agree with, they won't let you get past the call screener. So you kind of got to put out a topic they want to hear to actually get on, or C-SPAN or anything. And so you basically have to play dumb before you can get on CNN or Fox. But they've learned that, of course, they always break. They always attack first. I said, yes, I won't attack if he doesn't attack. So then he attacks, so then I attack. Now, that's not really lying. It's just what I'm saying is, they are super deceptive, so you've got to get into deception mode to even get on their channels because it's so scripted.
Right. You've got to get into having a way to break through their wall, their monopolization of the media, and you've successfully done that, and you've brought over the transom a guy like Donald Trump. So now Donald Trump is president of the United States.
Well, I don't want to take credit for Trump, but what's crazy is, I'm just going to leave it at this, the Trump folks give me credit. And then, mainstream media makes jokes and goes, oh, yeah, Trump's just manipulating Jones. No, they have the metrics. I mean, they're there with the numbers. They know we have a monthly reach just on Facebook of a billion people.
But no, I don't know why anyone wouldn't think that you were directly involved.
But I'm not trying to brag about me. You're huge as well. I mean, RT has, what, 18 million viewers routinely for your show. The point is that and your show's just about global news and information.
Yeah, but, we have been censored heavily in the U.K. on our show. You know, the regulator...
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, the regulator in the U.K., Ofcom, routinely censors us. In other words, Russia today and RT, they never censor us. They never give us any editorial guidance whatsoever. We're free to be journalists.
And let's be clear. I read U.K. News. They're pushing to get RT off TV there.
They're always pushing to get RT off the air because it represents competition, and they hate competition. They don't want any competing views whatsoever. They want only the government line.
But wait, I saw the number 18 million a week for your show. Is that conservative?
Well, yeah, it grows pretty rapidly. You know, the station itself gets 70 million viewers a month now. I think it's number two.
So you're one of the hottest shows
in the world. We get 20, 25 million viewers a week, I guess, per show. It's very widely.
It's bigger than 18 million. Okay, it's grown. Okay. Well.
But
I mean, I just want to point out it's the info that's popular, and they're there all arrogant like they're movie stars at CNN when their average show has 200,000 viewers. They're a paper tiger facade. Can we say the mainstream media has now officially died?
You know who's officially, I think, on the ropes are the Young Turks. I mean, the Young Turks incident leading up to this election, I think, was classic Alex Jones, because the Young Turks were so snide, they were so arrogant, they were so full of themselves, they had so much confidence that their girl Hillary was going to win. Alex Jones just did the Alex Jones thing and walked onto the set and said, you know, there's another country out there. It's not just happening in your studio. There's other people out there with other concerns, and they were very dismissive of you. And they look completely uninformed and out of touch. And what we've noticed on our show, you know, a lot of celebrities said, if Trump is going to win the presidency, they're going to leave America. You know, I said, if Trump's going to win the presidency, I'll come back to America. You know, we're back. We're doing reports all over America to talk to people who voted for Trump because the mainstream media did not talk to anybody.
I want to skip this break so we have more time, Max. Why do you think suddenly... They say restaurant traffic's up like 40%. Suddenly, factory orders are up in a record number. Suddenly, Japan's going to invest $50 billion in high-tech next year. Suddenly, Ford says, we'll come completely back because we have a president who isn't out to sell us out.
Confidence. You know, business relies on confidence. America is a country built on the notion of fake it till you make it. You know, it's a land of the entrepreneur. And Donald Trump's an entrepreneur, and he awakens the entrepreneur.
He's Americana.
He is Americana.
So it's like a horse and carriage.
When I compare him to, look at Steve Jobs for a second. Here's a guy who took products that were made by the U.S. government. Everything in an iPhone comes out of the U.S. government DARPA program. He didn't invent anything. He can't write a line of code, but he's a great promoter. And he designed...
He packaged the great products
that the taxpayer essentially funded. And he packaged it beautifully in something called the iPhone. And Apple's the biggest company in the world.
Same thing Boeing did.
Right. Now, they've got hundreds of billions of dollars offshore. And Trump is... I'm pretty sure Trump's going to say, look, either open a factory in the U.S. to build iPhones, or you're going to lose that $250 billion parked offshore. It's your choice. In other words, those are the kind of deals he's going to do.
Now he's saying, look, bro... You know, we built your whole deal. You know, you're going to come back here.
Look, all of American success has at its root the American coast-to-coast structural, infrastructural connectivity of the highway system, the internet system, and a common currency and a common government. It's the American system. And so corporations who don't pay heed to that, who are not willing to recognize that, who take everything offshore after they build the value here... Trump is saying, you know, you're going to have to pay.
What do you make of these leftist unions? And I know it's not left or right, but after he saves 1,080 of the jobs, he couldn't save 320. And the head of the union that Trump's been so gracious to comes out and bitches and said, you lied, keep them all, before he's even in office. He said, once I get in, you know, if people are doing unfair stuff, I'll do, one part deals that put tariffs on you. And now the left is all bitching, taking his victory, turning it into a defeat. But then some leftists that are being more honest are saying, we need to back off. This is actually populism. The American people want this. The country's falling apart. Let's not kill America. So I think they went to the point of actually wanting to kill the golden goose. The globalist corporations actually thought that they could mount our head on the wall, but the people, the intelligence agencies, the InfoWars audience, and others basically staged a counter coup against these people, and they are panicking right now. They are hysterical.
Bitch all you want. You know, the union leaders, of course, are going to be lobbying for their union advocates for union needs, union agenda. That's fantastic.
Sure, but how do they bitch when the same union couldn't keep the business there? Obama didn't even care. Trump keeps 80%+ of the business, and they're not happy.
No, I think he's just going to basically continue along the path of creating a much more fertile environment for jobs, high-paying jobs. I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, though, is that, you know, the fact is that real wages in America have gone down for years. However, because of globalization, prices for stuff like DVDs and televisions and clothes have gone down faster. So even though the average American quality of life has, let's say, gone down in some regards, or wages have gone down, you don't feel it that much.
The wages have gotten cheaper.
Because the prices of products at Walmart have gone
down. And by the way, that's faster. The one thing that Karl Marx really got right.
Have dropped faster. So let me finish. So if, in other words, if Trump says, let's bring in higher wages and your real incomes are going to go up, well, that means that probably the prices for stuff are going to start going higher than wages will start going higher. So in a lot of ways, your income may go up a lot, but your quality of life might not go up. Really,
but we still need the industrial base to be a sovereign nation and to be self-respecting people. We have to have a world built where humans are involved in things, or we basically rot and die.
I think the industry that's going to get hit is the defense industry. I mean, we saw it already with the discussion about Air Force One. He's willing to take on the defense contractor who built Air Force One and saying, you know, it's overpriced and the stock, you know, took a hit as a result. That's clearly where he's going to be able to start paying down America's debt. If America's got $20 trillion worth of debt.
It's not anti-American to say we should be paying $1 billion for a fighter jet that the F-15 they admit is better.
No.
I mean, a 25, 30-year-old plane is better than this billion-plus-dollar plane that is a piece of crap.
That's where he's going to pay down. Look, I'm always anti-banker, and bankers are horrible. I hate bankers. I hate Goldman Sachs. I hate J.P. Morgan. I hate Jamie Dimon. But if under the right leadership, they can be turned into a legion of debt diminishers.
So in other words, I was about to say, so you agree with my view, because I see what Trump's doing. He's grabbing a lot of key players, but not to sell out. He has them now doing his will.
He's got the hitmen. He's got the worst.
So he's turning them into his ring race.
That's what I think is going to happen. In other words, if you go to a top banker and you say, look, America's got $20 trillion in debt, bring it down to $10 trillion and we'll give you a 1% fee. That's a $100 billion fee.
They'll do it.
No banker's going to say no, right? It's like in the 1970s, New York City was bankrupt. And they got Felix Rayton over there at Felix Lazard, And he created the Municipal Assistance Corporation bond, the MAC bond, and they saved New York. So the banker was co-opted to do something positive for that city, and it rebuilt that city. And Trump actually came in during that period, and he bought, developed the hotel near Grand Central Station that had become derelict, et cetera. And that was his era. So now you say to these guys, look, we've got to pay down this debt. I'm going to give you unfettered access to any deal you want to make anywhere, anytime, in any country. And we'll give you a big fee. And as a result, the soundness of the economy goes up and the ability to create high paying jobs go up. This is something that Barack Obama, when he took office, it was a global financial crisis. And he simply threw the ball over to guys like Larry Summers and Tim
Geithner. Who just want to rig and consolidate the economy.
Who totally screwed us.
So let's write.
They're the real coprophagists. They are the real coprophagists.
They're the ones that created the derivatives, the scams, all of it. So what do you make of Obama saying 8 months ago, 7 months from the election, there's no magic wand to bring jobs back? Bull. If the Chinese have a 15% corporate income tax lower than ours, then jobs aren't going to be here. I mean, he tells the Japanese, I'm going to equal it with China. They go, okay, we're not going to build in China. We're going to move $50 billion here. It's not rocket science. I love how the Heritage Foundation, all these fake right-wing libertarians who aren't libertarians, they go, we've got to stop Trump. He's doing crony capitalism. And then I don't know what's wrong with Sarah Palin. I mean, I guess she is dumb. Like people said, I like her as a person. She goes, he's being a crony. No, if Mexico has dirty plants and then we can't even have plants, that's not fair. We have to equalize things out. So how is it crony capitalism to say we're going to lower our tax to the same rate as you to bring jobs back? How is that unfair? How is that not free trade? That is free trade.
Look, Trump's going to take any meeting that makes economic sense. If the left in America organized themselves adequately and walked into the White House and explained to Donald Trump how building huge solar arrays in the desert in America would create jobs and lower the cost of energy, he would be a convert to solar energy.
DiCaprio was there yesterday pushing that.
Okay. I was unaware of that.
By the way,
if you give him a good deal, he's not beholden to anyone. He's not going to be like be two-faced and say, oh, that sounds great, but and then in the back room, like, I'm totally beholden to this.
No, he really does work for America.
He'll take a good deal.
Well, then what do you...
Show him a good deal. The left needs to get a good deal.
You're an international guy. You lived all the world. But, I mean, you're a big stockbroker, lived in New York for a long time. I know Alec Baldwin, you know, a lot of the Soroses, all of them. What do you know about Trump? Because everybody I know that's known
Stephen
Trump...
Stephen Baldwin is a friend of Trump's, and I'm a friend of Stephen Baldwin's. Stephen Baldwin is a friend of Trump.
He's a nice
Alec
guy.
Baldwin does the Trump imitation.
I mean, he hates him, but you're friends with Baldwin.
I was.
But I'm asking you, what do you know from New York about Trump? Because people that have known him for 40 years say he's the real deal.
I think that he is recognized as your kind of typical New Yorker who likes to do deals. He's a product of the 80s. He's a product of a bull market. Since he won the election, the stock market's added $1 trillion in value. That's $1 trillion.
So that's the Trump effect.
Yeah, exactly. Because so that's $1 trillion. That's a lot of money, you know. And so I think that it gives him a lot of leverage to go do deals. And he can go to these countries around the world and say, open up shop in America. Let's get some high-paying jobs in America. And with a quid pro quo could be greater access to this market or that market. The country that seems to be completely tone deaf to what's going on here is Great Britain. They're actually shutting themselves off from the global trade grid. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Trump is saying, you know what? America's been insular for too long, kowtowing to special interests. Let's open it up. Let's open this sucker up. I'm very excited by the Trump presidency. I think we're going to see a rebirth of America.
Why do you think the elites were so scared of him?
Because they can't control him. They can't control him. He's his own man. And so that's quite scary. And
I would think of you as a classical liberal. You're anti-war, but you're laissez-faire when it comes to a lot of things.
I'm pro-lesbian.
You've made a lot of accurate predictions.
I'm not a coprophagist.
You've invented a lot of things like the virtual stock market system. And you're a famous journalist. And, you know, you absolutely hated George Bush. I hated him, too. You were disappointed by Obama.
He put Enron in jail. Jeff Skilling over at Enron. He prosecuted banksters, George W. Bush.
Well, I've never seen you more enthusiastic about a political figure than Trump.
Because it gets back to this is the greatest success of the Constitution and the Founding Fathers we've seen in quite some time.
It is a populist rebellion.
Because anyone, ideally, the Constitution is written in such a way that anyone of moderate intelligence or adequate intelligence who's fairly successful can walk in off the street and be president of the United States. That's the way it's designed. It's all checks and balances. It's the people by the
government. And the so-called permanent bureaucracy thought they'd taken over forever.
Right, that's wrong.
And they just got their big fat butts handed to them. Stay there. Let's talk about the panic, though, the so-called liberals. I mean, it's cult-like. I thought right-wingers were mad when I was against the Iraq War. These people are flipping out. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, you know, I'm not tooting my horn when I talk about this. It is surreal. I never thought that we'd have 40-plus million listeners and viewers a week. I never thought we'd have all the mainstream media attacking us. I mean, Max Kaiser over here, 25 million viewers a week, all over the world. And of course, he's always had big shows for the last 15 years or so. But it's just crazy to see the mainstream media declining. We're exploding. Very, very exciting time to be here. And it's thanks to you supporting our sponsors. A lot of what we do is direct sales so that we can not have sponsors that control our lives, what we do. And for some reason, last time we had this, it sold out in like 4 hours. We got a bigger amount this time. It's hard to develop this type of nutraceuticals. It's so popular, this ozonated olive oil face cream, just a tiny amount does your whole face, that it sold out in, like I said, 4 hours last time. We got it in yesterday. It's going to sell out today. Just one batch of our exclusive ozonated oil cream. Takes between 3 and 6 months to create in U.S. certified labs. So find out about the Rolls-Royce Formula Today. Mega specials live now, and this is going to sell out this week because we sold everything towards the end of the year, or we got to pay tax on it, so we ordered limited stuff towards the end of the year. 25% on DNA Force. DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound that's backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to produce. DNA Force also contains CoQ10, digestive enzymes, powerful herbs, and many other high-quality ingredients you can read about at InfoWarsLife.com. Just one patented ingredient, DNA Force, costs upwards of $30,000 per batch, so we are often out of stock for months at a time. That's the BioPQQ from Mitsubishi America, and that you can actually make 175 claims on because it is so unbelievable. It is the Excalibur, folks. It is the thing that Spaniard was looking for in Florida. I mean, it is unbelievable. And the Japanese are obsessed with it. And this is the strongest formula out there for the lowest price. Medical labs sell stuff like this for $600 a bottle. It's $102 right now, discounted 20%+ off. And we've got products as low as $9.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the supplement page, InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get your Port George Soros shirt and your Hillary for President 2017 shirts and your Molon Labe or your Trump is my president. That's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast and making it all possible. Now, he's here. He looks really slick. Max always looks good, but I love this blue suit.
Yeah, I got this in Soho, New York City, at a very chichi spot. Vassar Cat, I guess. Saint-Sauvin. So it's 1620 down there in Soho. But no, some of the products, ozonated olive oil is actually a really good product. I had some on my salad earlier. it's a double purpose. So you put your face, if you have it on a salad, you just put your face in the salad.
You can eat the salad and get
the treatment at the same time.
It's got air injected into it. It's very special.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, though.
What?
The women love it. They know what it is. Just ask your...
Hey, you know, healthcare, good skincare is for men, too, now. We can't just say it's only for women. You know, men, you have to be into skincare.
Listen, until a few years ago, I always got cracked lips in the winter and cracked skin because it gets dry. That's what I was thinking. Why not put cream on my face? So I do that now. I'm becoming metrosexual.
You're metrosexual, exactly, Alex.
No, I just don't like bleeding lips. As I get older...
It's metrosexual. I think that should be a documentary.
Alex Jones's bleeding lips.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now, let's get serious.
Let's not.
I've been asking some of the questions, but I want you to be able to get into it. But what do you make of the Washington Post? You brought this up first.
Yeah.
They had to retract today, and they admitted their fake news list was fake and that there's no proof that Russians were behind InfoWars or that Breitbart or Drudge, and they even admitted no proof that RT was engaged in fake news because of lawsuit threats. What do you make of the Washington Post retracting? In fact, here it is right here.
Well, again, the mainstream media is collapsing because they've actually built their entire, justified their existence on pushing fake stories for years, and now you've got basically, remember when that plane landed in the Hudson River and people were tweeting from the wing of the plane what was really happening in real time, and that was a huge death knell for the mainstream media. No one got a news crew out there to cover it. By the time the news showed up, it was all over.
So it really is just technology.
Technology is a huge factor in the disintermediation.
We were using laptops 10 years ago to live stream. The mainstream media just started doing it a year ago.
We just shot a Kaiser report yesterday on our phone in the street. You know, 12.5-minute interview. We sent it off to the editor. It'll be on the air tomorrow. Now, how do you compete with that with a news team? You're paying presenters and broadcasters and camera people. You know, you can't compete with it. So they're lashing out. They're saying it's fake. If it's not, if you don't overspend on it, it's fake. You know, and to use Trump's logic is like, I'm not going to overspend on Air Force One. It doesn't make it any more of an airplane. An airplane has to be functional.
Guess by the way, the word is he's tempted just to paint one of his planes up and say, I'll pay for it.
If it saves money, why not? He'll turn the inauguration into a money profit. It'll be profitable. He'll sell so many sponsorships at the inauguration.
The word is
he's a moneymaker.
The word is he's going to turn down the $500,000. He's going to turn down the paycheck.
I think he already said that.
Yeah, you know, well, he's thinking about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, he's going to bring back fiscal, prudence. As it should be. Now, as I was saying before the break,
that's another reason they're scared. He is known as a tightwad.
He's going to cut them all off from their free money. Now, before the break, I was saying America is designed by the founding fathers. You got the checks and balances and the free press that any reasonable person can come off the farm for 4 years or 8 years, do their duty as a president of the United States and go back to work. And anybody should be able to do this job. It's not the job of, you don't need an omnipotent super genius to do this job. Just follow the instructions. It's called the Constitution. No special executive orders, no diverging from.
In fact, it is that special so-called elite that's cloistered themselves and tried to make Washington like the Forbidden City to make it, quote, so complex nobody else can run it.
Right, so let's get back to what this is all about. The fact is you've got government buying for the people, and this is what Trump, I think, to look back and what to compare him to maybe a Teddy Roosevelt, who came in and was a trust buster. He was considered a betrayed his class. He came from a rich family, but he broke up the barons.
A true maverick.
Yeah, he was a progressive. He was the original progressive, was Teddy Roosevelt. Was actually now considered to be a progressive, and he broke up, you know, the robber barons, as they were.
But he was a real progressive breaking him up. I love how the modern left, and I talked about this earlier, please give me your view. I've had people at restaurants come up and go, I don't like you, and show me a gun because of Trump. I was at the gym today, and there'd be women 20 feet away, and they'd look at me, because now I'm all over the news, and they would actually stumble away like they were scared because they're just demonizing. So it's a minority of people that still believe it. But man, the one
believe what? I don't know. What are you saying?
Believe the mainstream media. But I have people drive by and go, F you, Alex Jones now. I mean, the so-called liberals are whacked out of their brains and are so mad that I supported Trump.
Well, you've become the new Walter Cronkite, and this is a new Vietnam War. You know, you're now the mainstream media. You're now being seen as the face of what they perceive to be a problem. So this is the risk of being successful, is that you've become the thing that you were protesting against it a lot.
Well, I never wanted to be a celebrity, but I'll just announce it. It's horrible. I mean, I'm happy to do it for the country, but let me tell you go somewhere and everybody's looking at you, and maybe eight of them like you, but two of them want to kill you. It's not fun.
Well, yeah.
You get recognized everywhere, too. How do you deal with it?
I hide behind Stacey. Basically, Stacey, you know, she has enough training in martial arts to
protect. You do wear a hat, too.
She carries a small
firearm. I'm going to start doing like Drudge does. I'm really going to buy a big hat and start wearing sunglasses. I've been fed up, man.
But this is what we were talking about last year, Alex Jones, is that, you know, this is all going to work out as you said it would, but then you would be the face of this. So this is basically now your new reality. You know, this is the new reality of Alex Jones. So, but this is the responsibility. You've got 4 years at least now of this Trump presidency to carry the ball, you know, to make sure people are not being bamboozled by the imposters and the bamboozlers. You know, that's you, the tip of the spear. Well, the spear just went into the rhinoceros of mainstream media that's now dying. And you're pulling the spear out and they're like, yeah, I did it. But that's right. You did do it. But
well, now, we did it. The listeners did it. You did it. Everybody did it. But we are. Now, I'll just say we've been singled out for the few people. It's like Trump, Bannon, me, Drudge, but they can't really get to him. I said, I'm not bitching. I'm just like, I don't get it. If Hillary would have won, I'd have been, okay, get ready for even higher ratings. You know, we did the right thing, but we're going to oppose her now and try to get her impeached and you know, try to. But quite frankly, it would just be a new fight. I wouldn't be mad at Democrats and like cussing at them.
No, but you're the top dog. You're the top dog. People are going to, you're the guy to knock off. Okay, that's what happens when you become number one.
Well, NPR on the hour is lying about me.
Well, you're the guy to knock off. But, I mean, I think you should, you know, take a moment.
But don't they get, they're so discredited that when they try to knock us off, just like they did Trump, it empowers us?
No, because you have to understand it's all very, you talk about social Darwinism. I mean, this is going to be a classic example of social Darwinism because now you've got the.
They don't get the world's moved on.
As Spiro Agnew referred to them, the nuttering nabobs of negativism are now going to be focusing on the top dog, Alex Jones, and you're going to be the target of a ferocious attacks going forward. But that's the price of having put Trump in the White House, essentially.
I just don't get, well, I'm certainly part of it. The audience did it. I mean, Trump told me that personally, but they've got the numbers.
It
I just don't.
With Waco, Texas. You know, the injustice of Waco spawned Alex Jones. And for 25 years, you've been pointing this out. And then finally, the mainstream media became so tone deaf and so out of touch that the voters said, you know what? Let's just kick the bums out. Maybe Alex Jones is right. Now they've got Trump in the
Enough about me, but it is surreal because we're all part of it. But it is really one of the main focal points. Take the Pope. You know, he first got in, even though it was a lot of controversy. I thought, oh, he's going to help the poor. Oh, he's such and such. I don't want to dislike this guy, but he's now joined in saying get rid of fake news. He's now joined in doing all this stuff. And now he says Pope pontificates on fake news, calls it a sin, and likens it to sexual arousal from excrement. And I learned a new word.
Coprophagist.
It's a
coprophagy.
Coprophilia.
Right. Coprophagia.
Okay, so. Right.
It's,
and
it's
he
like
says,
that movie with Divine called Flamingos by John Waters.
I know, I did not.
Okay. It's a famous underground movie where this enormous woman slash man, she's on the sidewalk and she's actually eating dog feces. Okay. And this is a famous underground.
It's a documentary film about Hillary?
It's a film. It's a film called Flamingos, starring Divine, who is this huge transsexual or transgender star at that time. So this is where coprophagy by the being mentioned by the Pope. It's very interesting.
Isn't that kind of blasphemous? It's like coming out of his mouth. Even I'm learning about this stuff now. And then meanwhile,
There it is. There's Pink Flamingos. I'm sorry. Pink Flamingos. John Waters.
And let's scroll down. It shows some of the shots from the movie.
And if you go to YouTube, there's, you'll find the video from the clip from that film.
Simulated turd gobbling.
Where she's actually a gobbling turd on the street.
But the reason I raised
this. She actually ate the dog poop.
But hold on. I'm asking, why?
That's the Pope. That's where the Pope is going.
The
divine of Catholicism is a new Pope. Is actually the divine of Catholicism over there in the Vatican. It's a new John Waters film called Pink Flamingos and the Pope. That should be the sequel by John Waters. Get John Waters on the phone. He lives in Baltimore, Maryland, I believe. Have him do the sequel to Pink Flamingos right now.
With the Pope starring in it.
But the Pope could be in the
Pope
film.
In drag.
The Pope and he's already wearing the cape and the pointed hat and
he's already got
the outfit.
Panties on.
He comes with his own wardrobe. It's a cheap.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but that's what I'm saying. Here's the deal. I know the media tomorrow, NPR, all of them will say I said the Pope eats poop, and I'm trying to be gross here. He took us there. The point is they'll never say he said it. See, that's why they're fake news. Watch tomorrow. They're gonna say I blasphemed all Catholics, which I love Catholics. That's not true. I'm telling you, he's the one saying we eat poop, but we're not allowed to say it about him.
There's only one Alex Jones. You can't be frightful or fearful that you're gonna wake up in the morning and there's gonna be another Alex Jones.
Have you seen the face here?
The Alex Jones.
You see the face here? This is the Pope figuring out somebody else ate his poop.
Well,
and he wanted it for himself.
You know, what's remarkable about this statement from the Pope is that isn't it the previous Pope who's actually been involved in a sexual scandal? That's why he left.
That's how he got in. It was reportedly
right. The previous Pope.
Everything under the sun.
He resigned. The previous Pope, remember, he resigned, and no one could really explain exactly why, except there were rumors that he was up to. This was after, just a few years ago, they had the Murphy Report in Ireland, where Ireland actually closed their embassy in the Vatican due to the Catholic priest pedophile scandal. And you had this enormous wave of Catholic priests involved in pedophilia, and it was challenging the Vatican and the Pope, and they were in trouble. They were in genuine trouble. And the Pope at that time, a German fellow, Ratzinger, he was allegedly involved in some sex-related scandals. He stepped down, and they bring in this new Pope, who you got to hand to the Catholic Church. They know how to survive, because this new guy was a populist. He's on his knees kissing poor people's feet, and he's bringing a common tongue.
The word is, though, he thought maybe they had pooped.
Well, now we're learning something new from this Pope. I was unaware that he was so conversant in coprophagy and Pink Flamingo.
Listen,
I was in the work of John
Waters. You know what this meant. I didn't even know what that was.
I used it on my show once because I like to get a lot of words on my show.
No, you're all about every show you have some weird words.
In France, I was able to get a lot of words in. I was the first person probably to get the word bukkake mentioned on international TV.
That's right, because the French have national speech police. They don't claim it's censorship. They claim it's defense of the French language. What's it called, the defense of the French language thingy?
The Academy de Francais.
Yeah, that's it.
So I said that basically Ben Bernanke was engaging in monetary bukkake, where he was essentially ejaculating, trillions of dollars worth of, financial semen, et cetera. And that got through because...
Let me ask you this. What world are we in where the Pope is admonishing us as poop eaters?
We're in a post-Catholic... the Catholic Church already collapsed once, a few centuries ago due to the advent of the printing press. Now the new Catholic Church is collapsing again due to the advent of alt media. So they've already... This is a movie. We've seen this movie before. So you had, of course, the Reformers in the Catholic Church. who famously posted on the wall of the Vatican on the door.
Martin Luther.
You know, he had that moment in Catholicism where it was totally reformed. And now this is we're the new Martin Luther, and this is the new outdated Pope. The Catholic Church is trying desperately to
think they're going to reform by becoming like communist, but he's in this rich armored compound saying open the borders of Europe, but they're not bringing migrants into
his place. Remember, the Catholic Church was challenged by Gutenberg's printing press, and knowledge was passed.
The internet of that day.
They didn't have the exclusivity on knowledge. Now think about the church these days with the emergence of virtual reality. How are they going to push their agenda as Catholics into a world where people are, you know, this technological revolution is taking on a whole new dimension, and they just can't keep up. So they're lashing out as well. But they've already collapsed once. They're going to collapse again. Mainstream media is collapsing. The banking system is being refinanced.
That's my next question when we come back.
To Trump.
Where is the economy?
Because I have a mixed emotions about this.
Well, that's my next question, because you really are a smart guy on economics. When you come back from break, the world was already teetering on the edge of collapse. All the signs were there. It was admitted. You know, German banks about to go under. And then now here comes Trump, and suddenly all over the world stuff's upticking, and just the optimism of not having a bunch of Goldman Sachs banks wanting us to implode so they can consolidate control. What happens when Mr. Prosperity shows up? How do those two, like hot air and cold air, when they hit, are there going to be tornadoes?
Yeah. I think, exactly.
I mean, I think we're going to see some
wind shear.
We're going to hail storms. I mean,
yeah.
Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com is here. Got the hit show on RT, reaching 25 million people a week. You can catch it. Check out information at RT.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Max Kaiser is wound up. We're going to a little bit in the next hour with Anthony Cumia co-hosting with us, and then I'm going to go tape some shows with him for his big show. MaxKaiser.com, follow him on Twitter, you name it. Before I go any further, the sponsors make it all possible. Solutions from Science has a new solar generator that's pocket-sized. This one, even though it's pocket-sized, can even run a lot of 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators. You can also keep your food from spoiling. It's mobile, so you can jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even aeroplanos. It provides an endless supply of electricity from the sun, which they are trying to now tax solar panels, but whatever, you can hide it. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. You can buy one right now, and if you use the promo code Alex at checkout, you get a second one free, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free, too. It's a great deal. Claim yours today, privatepowergrid.com. Get one half off with promo code Alex. And also, Revelations, Dawn of Global Government. Yeah, it's kind of dead on arrival, but the fight's just begun, folks. Because we're having some victories. Let's not start, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, celebrating. This new film, directed by Chuck Undersea, stars General Jerry Boykin, the most famous Special Forces commander ever, Charlie Daniels, G. Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones. It covers a range of topics, such as privacy, Gen 21, the Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and much, much more. Visit revelationthemovie.info. That's revelationthemovie.info. To purchase the DVD, and they're great patriots, they deserve your support, or check out hosting it at a theater or church near you, revelationthemovie.info. It's all part of the big wake-up call, and Charlie Daniels is in it. All right, we got a long way to go, a short time to get there. Like I talked 10 hours, your energy just energizes me. Max, you got a bunch of notes you want to hit there.
It sounds like a Johnny Cash song.
That's right.
Got a long show to do, but...
It's actually a Jerry Reed, but listen.
Yeah.
You got a lot of notes we'll cover in the next hour. But first, tell me.
I got like three notes. That's it. I already profit.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
$1 trillion in that, and we covered that.
Okay, we'll do it in a minute. But the economy, because like you said, it's a mixed bag.
Vladimir Putin says to say hello, by the way.
Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah. He said, when you see Alex, tell him I said hello.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I better not go over there, though.
I'm going to interview Putin this year.
Really?
Yeah, going over there.
Now, I am interested in this because I was told by the head of RT America before they even launched it,
yeah,
like 8-9 years ago, Putin's a big listener, and by the way, you know, he likes how you play.
He loved my show. He imitated me at the 10-year anniversary dinner.
Well, I know you're a big star all over the world, but Putin knows you.
Yeah, he imitated me. I did this thing where David Cameron ripped his shirt off at the governor's dinner, and he looked at this clip, and he said, your journalists are very interesting. The one, the Max, who ripped his shirt off is very interesting.
Let's get back to the Putin thing. Oh, this will be newsworthy. Let me hear this. What did he say?
Well, I'm just telling what he said. You know, he's imitating me. And Jesse Ventura was there at the dinner. And
all the people said hi to Ventura. Ventura told me that.
Yeah. And
we should say hi to Alex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Said say hello to Alex Jones. He's going to come on my show this year. Moscow is beautiful in the springtime. And
we actually got reached out to years ago by some people. And I checked. It was like, yes, Putin wants to come on, but he wants to talk about hunting because you're from Texas. And I was just
I noticed you like to go bare-chested now. I mean, I think Putin started that.
I did that as a joke.
That whole bare-chesting thing.
And I did it to troll the
media.
This
is what drives liberals crazy, because Putin dares to be a heterosexual. So therefore,
guys, can we Google Alex Jones on a horse?
Evil in some way.
Alex Jones
because,
on a horse.
You know, Putin's heterosexual. And so therefore...
I'm not bragging, but aren't those some big pecs? People are saying...
awesome pecs. Those are Putin-sized pecs. You've gotten Putin pecs. Alex Putin pec. That's right. He on the horse... all naked, you know, so this is what drives the liberals crazy, you know, especially in Britain, where not a single person in government would be classified as,
I shouldn't have been laughing because I was laughing when I did it. No, I did it to troll him. And then the media was like in a whole bunch of newspapers. They go,
he's a role model. He's bringing peace around the world. He's a statesman, and so.
See, I am a Russian agent.
And Trump figures that, you know what, the greatest way.
Hey, scroll down to the one for me, Planet of the Apes.
Look,
there's one we did Planet of the Apes, too.
The way to save $1 trillion is to cut a deal with Putin to fight terrorism as a joint task force. Save $1 trillion. Bring back more jobs.
Okay. Thanks for dropping the Putin thing on me, but can we please get into the economy?
Yeah. I thought we were out of time.
No, we're going. There's more.
What do we get? Overtime?
It goes on and on. No, we do a fourth hour now. Stations all pick it up.
Fourth hour?
We have.
This is worse than Joe Rogan. Yeah.
We have
3 hours of Joe Rogan. I thought that was insane. Network.
We're going 10 hours.
How come I'm never on Joe Rogan?
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room.